business.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. And here tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight. We are live on Sunday evening, and it's pretty unusual to have live radio shows on Sunday nights, but Free Talk Live is actually live every single night of the week. It's a 7-night-a-week show, and there's a brand new podcast for you every day in case you miss the show live over there at freetalklive.com, which is our website. So we encourage you to visit and share.
But only one night a week do we have the greatest female voice in radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. Yeah, I am.
I'm a man. No, I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Actually,
I thought you. Who do you guys think I'm talking about? Me!
So, Mark, you are probably actually referring to, I'm a freelance voiceover artist as well as a radio host, and you can find my voice website at smvoice.info. And
that's
thank
right.
you, thank you for checking that out. And, you know, we're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program, and Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, the word free, like F-R-E-E, 855-450-FREE, or on Skype at lrn.fm. We do have a couple of calls on the line. Let's first talk to Monty, listening in North Dakota. Hey, Monty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon or evening.
Yeah,
yes, I do believe in the Constitution of the United States, point one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not believe our government has the right to mess with agriculture the way they do. I have a small horse ranch, and they've destroyed the market on horses. And so unless they're extremely well trained, you can't give them away. But you can't. You have to feed them.
How they destroy the market on horses before we get into anything else?
They killed the slaughter plants in the United States. And
now, I thought they were coming back. Am I wrong on this? You're going to have to give us a little history on this because I, you know,
yeah,
first
I'm not
I thought
familiar either.
Horses are used for dog food, and then I hear their horses aren't used for dog. I just don't know.
Well, I know the fact that a few years ago you could sell horses at the local sales barn. Now sometimes you have to pay when you bring a horse in because it may not cover the cost of the sale. And so they've destroyed the market. But it's interesting that in a short period of time, the horses from the wild horse herd at Theodore Roosevelt South Unit are going to be trucked some distance from there to Wishick, North Dakota to be sold, hopefully on a profit for the government.
Well, Monty, getting...
They'll advertise it, too.
Getting back to the Constitution for a minute, I mean, Lysander Spooner, who was a great writer, said that the Constitution has either allowed all the tyranny that we have today or been powerless to stop it. And he was writing when? In 1900? Around 1900?
About 1870.
Yeah. 1870, yeah. So that was quite a while ago.
It was through some letters with Grover Cleveland.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what to state your comment on that part, but one thing that the government does not want people to know is the federal bankruptcy that went through in 1933. There was only a few select judges in the whole nation that were allowed to know about it, and they're not allowed to talk about it in court.
So you're saying there was a federal bankruptcy in 1933 and that it was covered up by the government?
Yes.
I've heard the claims, and I wonder whether, you know, I always sort of wonder, what difference does it make? I mean,
aren't they bankrupt now?
They like the Constitution's still in effect. And many of the people claim...
So the claim is that this invalidates the Constitution.
Right, because they went bankrupt, they reincorporated as a different corporation or whatever, and that therefore the documents don't matter. But, of course, they're still passing amendments to the document, and they must just be doing that for show and window
dressing.
Well,
they treated the document like it doesn't matter.
They certainly act as irrelevant.
Follow the Constitution.
But they talk about it being relevant.
You know, it's interesting, when you mentioned Grover Cleveland, it reminded me of something where some odd, I think, 20,000 Texan farmers wrote to Grover Cleveland, you know, essentially petitioned the federal government to, hey, could you please, they were asking for subsidies at that time. This was when Grover Cleveland was president.
Now, he's a Democrat.
Right. And he wrote back to them personally and said, this, you know, messing with farms and all of this is not the business of the government.
Right, the government had no business. Grover Cleveland did not believe the government had any business helping somebody with a disaster. Neither James Madison, the guy who wrote the Constitution.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Monty, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. This law apparently was passed under the Truman administration, but I don't know. I just don't think it really matters. I mean, the way that the government operates, even if the Constitution might sound like a nice document or there are parts of it that sound nice, they certainly don't follow it anymore.
So. I feel like I could rewrite the thing and make it a lot better, but I don't think I'm ever... If I get the opportunity to rewrite it, then... You're going to have a constitutional convention. There's only two ways to rewrite the Constitution.
But even if you could rewrite it, like, I didn't sign that document. None of us signed the Constitution. None of us agreed to it. We just happened to be born here. And don't tell me that there's a social contract.
That would be one of the provisions that I would allow in the Constitution, that this is a document of consent, and therefore you must opt out. You may opt out of it if you wish.
Yeah.
And I think that's... I don't see why anyone would have a problem with that. Maybe the founders have
an exit clause, right?
The founders might have a problem. I mean, these are a bunch of rich guys that wanted everybody to do what they said.
Well, speaking of consent, we actually maybe have a call about this on the line. Let's talk to the pizza guy listening in North Dakota. Hey, pizza guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's more of a rehash of, I think, maybe over a week ago, I called and talked to Mark and Ian about the consent, but... I'd love to get the opinion of the lovely Stephanie Murphy and the Golden Stallion.
So you're talking about consent. Can you give us a recap of what you talked about earlier with Ian and Mark?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a hardcore scientist or, logic kind of person, so I feel like everything should be measurable, you know, and maybe some things are more difficult, and maybe the English language isn't equipped to do so, but I think it's still fun to kind of try, and you know, the idea is how do we measure consent? How do we know what's a kind of a litmus test that we can say this has consent and this doesn't? How do we know where it looks at? What I had brought up was I like to take things to their ickiest, most disgusting extreme. So that's why you'll often hear me talk about race and gender, because I think those issues get a real gut reaction from you, because you just feel something, and that really lets you know how you really feel about it. And so, you know, I asked...
You sure you're not just a troll?
Here's how you know you're a racist, is how do you feel about your daughter bringing home a black guy? And I assume he's speaking to white fathers at that point. And I think that is a phrase that it allows one to examine how one feels about race in a certain light.
I want to say something about that, because I've been thinking a lot about race and gender lately, specifically, too, again. You know, if my daughter brought home a black guy, I wouldn't care. I think it'd actually be kind of cool to consider having, you know, a black grandchild. That might be neat. But if she brought home a thug, you know, somebody with a backwards cap who talks with a accent that I attribute to, you know, poor conduct, then I'm going to be afraid that she's going to be a part of some kind of criminality or violence. That's not necessarily a race issue as much as it is a culture issue. And I would have to argue, ever the devil's advocate, that most so-called racists aren't in fact even racist. They even like the good ones. That's really more of a culture war than anything else.
The term is ethnocentrist.
But what if they think that black people are more likely to be, quote, thugs?
Sure, well, they are.
Would that be racist?
As a percentage.
I don't know about that.
I don't know as a percentage, and I think that I don't think those percentages serve us, and that's the problem.
Sure, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. You know, as a white man who grew up in the 90s, all I was ever told is, you know, race isn't important, gender isn't important, and because you're a white man, that's all you're ever going to care about. And so that always stuck in my craw as like, well, why is there this, you know, this huge difference there? But I don't want to talk about race and gender. I want to talk about consent.
Yeah, all right, well, hold on the line, Pizza Guy. I actually have an article that's kind of related to that topic that he just brought up about how white parents talk to their children about race. It's kind of surprising and interesting.
No, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll talk about consent, too, here in moments on Free Talk Live. If you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to have you joining us tonight. You can call us at 855-450-FREE to get in touch with us. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And you can also get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. Our website, of course, freetalklive.com. Check out the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find a chat room there where you can chat with other listeners if that's something you're interested in doing. It is an unmoderated chat, so, you know, chat at your own risk. But you can also watch us doing the show. One more time, that's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some gold or silver, the place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. People want gold and silver for a variety of different reasons. We have many beautiful and valuable pieces over at gold.freetalklive.com, whether you just want some bullion, you want some numismatics, you want even more rare metals. If you call the telephone number that's there at gold.freetalklive.com, mention Free Talk Live. That's always best because we get credit this way. Not only do you get some grace prices, but we get a little credit too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Well, let's go back to the phones. We were talking with the pizza guy listening in North Dakota. Hey, pizza guy, I brought you back on. So you had something you wanted to say about consent. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, I just wanted to get your guys' point of view on, you know, what does consent look like? How do we measure it? What would be a way that we know, you know, and I was saying I take things to their, you know, most disgusting ends to try to look at how I feel and where they are, and, you know, maybe I'm a troll by nature, I don't know. But one of those things I was thinking about is, you know, how many drinks in can a woman no longer consent to sexual relations? Or, you know, at what point, you know, does a, you know, a very mature 12-year-old, as I phrased it, gain the ability to consent to sexual activity? Like, you know, at these extremes, most of the time you're going to say, no, this can't happen. But, you know, one drink is okay, two drinks is all right. But, you know, after that, you know.
You know, I actually
how do you know?
I like to think about it more in terms of a spectrum than a line, and I'll explain that. And I actually saw this great infographic. I'll try to pull it up in a minute, but wasn't able to find it just on the fly right now. But somebody made an infographic about different levels of consent, and it goes from, you know, a deeply non-consensual interaction to a somewhat non-consensual action to a kind of neutral action to a sort of consensual action, you know, or a more consensual action to a deeply consensual action. So, you know, there's all, and you can think of examples of these in your own life. Like perhaps, you know, you have one drink at a party and maybe you do something that you may not normally do. It's a little out of character, but you still consented to it. You still made that choice in the moment and everything. And, you know, you can compare that with something that, you know, you're completely sober and you are very excited to do and you wholeheartedly consent to. You know, like those are two different levels of consent, even though they might both be consent. And so does something fall on kind of the positive end of that spectrum or the negative end of that spectrum, or, you know, on which side of the middle of that spectrum does an action fall? And, you know, it's important, and I think it's important to think about for ourselves most of all, because most of the time, if we do something that we wouldn't normally consent to, if our consent is altered in some way, we may regret it later, so that's something to keep in mind. If we're forced to do something, if it's deeply non-consensual, like, for instance, paying taxes or something like that, probably the best we can do is acknowledge that we're participating in this thing non-consensually and we're doing it to protect ourselves or to save our lives in some way. I don't know. Does that answer your question about sort of thinking about consent in terms of a spectrum instead of black and white?
I don't know. I've always said that whenever there's gray in the picture, it's just because you don't have close enough resolution. That maybe the word consent isn't close. Maybe we just need to get higher resolution, look closer, use a more fitting phrase. I guess I just, and this is me and I am completely insane, but I don't believe in gray. Everything is black and white for me, and it's just the limitations of our own, you know, human language. But, you know, I have read some Wittgenstein, too. But
there's a disease, and I can't look it up. I'm trying here. I remember it beginning with a W, but it's not Wilson's disease. It's not Wilkinson's disease. And I haven't been able to find it. But essentially, in this disease, you can't say no. That it is some kind of psychological disorder where you appear to be an extraordinarily affable individual who loves everyone and may actually tell everyone that you love them. And if you can imagine having a child, or especially a young daughter in this particular society, who can't say no and tells everybody that they love them.
I know what that's called. It's called being Japanese.
I have no idea what that means. It just sounds remarkably
Japanese
negative.
Japanese culture, they're very polite.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's a difficult situation when you're dealing with a person who constitutionally can't say no.
But that's very rare,
it
don't
is,
you think, Mark?
But he said that there's no black and white, there's no gray. And I'm pretty sure that there's some gray around a person who can't say no.
Well, as a lesser degree of that condition, you know, there is a, not to say it goes to the point of a disorder or a disease or anything like that, but there is a lot of cultural pressure on women, especially to be people pleasers and to say yes and to be nice and to not hurt anyone's feelings. And so, you know, could you say that maybe somebody's influenced by that if they have spent their whole life hearing that it's very, very important to be nice and not to hurt anyone else's feelings? Maybe they'll put others' needs before their own, and they could do things that they don't enthusiastically consent to.
I think everybody's taught to put their needs, other people's needs ahead of
their own. You're probably right about that.
With drinking, it's an interesting example because everybody, or most people, I should say, know what alcohol is going to do to your mentality. And you chose that before you were drunk. And, now please, because you got to be careful how you say this, you know, because, I mean, it can sound like, well, you know, she's asking for it because she drank. No, I'm not saying that at all. But I don't, you know, I don't know where does, I mean, that feels like a very strange gray area. Now, I don't drink.
Like, you have to know on some level that if you consume alcohol, then you may become inebriated and things may happen. Yeah, I think I agree with you. Maybe you're not fully conscious of your reasons for wanting to do it, or you're not fully aware of what's motivating you to do it, but you could end up sort of creating a situation where it's more likely that something that you don't really consent to is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I can tell a quick story on how I feel about consent with myself. I mean, I don't drink generally. I don't drink. But I did once, and I remember reaching for the handle to the refrigerator, and I missed. I was terrified. Went into my room. Didn't come out till the next day.
Locked the door.
Yeah, that's serious. I was terrified because I was like, whoa. You know, my brain is not talking to the rest of my body. This is a scary situation.
Yeah.
And yet people are okay with that. So I wonder, is the question, you know, so I guess I'm not answering the consent question, but I'm curious what gets people to wanting to be in situations where there isn't consent.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And what, like, especially what unconscious motivators are there. You know, I had a situation that I'd like to talk about in a minute here, but basically it was a person that I was dating, and, you know, they became very inebriated, and even though we were together and we usually had sex, I didn't feel comfortable having sex with them in that state, and so I didn't. And, you know, I think if you're asking yourself those questions, then you're probably okay. If you care about enthusiastic consent, then that's really what matters, you know. And Pizza Guy, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate your thoughts. We love
you too. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals. Unlike anything you've ever seen, self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com. Or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. If you've got something to say about consent, about the Constitution, about anything we've been talking about, or if there's something completely different on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE or on Skype, lrn.fm.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. IncorporatedLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, divorce papers, powers of attorney, pet protection, marriage papers, whatever you need. They've got it.
How would you protect your pet legally?
I have no
idea. Is somebody going to sue your dog?
I think you could like leave money to the pet. I saw the list there, but I have no interest.
Or is it like if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend and then you get a pet together and then you break up, who gets the cat?
Whoever has the stronger will in that area usually.
Tina Turner has her legs insured.
There you
That's
go.
True.
It's probably through Lords of London. Probably not LegalZoom.com would be my guess. But you can use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. I would recommend everybody have a will, because if you've got a family, the government, well, if you have a family, you should have a will. If you don't have a family, well, then I suppose it doesn't matter quite as much. But the government's going to come in, and they're going to administer how your stuff gets divvied up, and that's a real pain for your heirs. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL. Save $10.
Yeah, all right. So we actually had a couple of calls on the line, but they all seem to have dropped off in
like
just the last couple seconds. But, Mark, you had something else you wanted to talk about on the consent topic, too. Right.
Well, what I think Pizza Guy was asking is there's always things, you know, when consent can be talked about in areas of, like, people who are... I know that some people who are sufficiently retarded, that's not the right term, mentally challenged enough, aren't able to consent as far as the law goes. I know that they've decided that. I'm not sure. I've never lived with somebody who's that mentally challenged, so I guess I don't know the answer. But what most people can say is that they know that children of a certain age can't consent to sex. Now, I think this is a loaded topic in our society, and I do think that young people below the ages of what currently are the ages of consent in some states. I think it's very confusing in some states. For instance, a 16-year-old can have sex, but they can't take pictures of themselves having sex because that's child porn.
Legally. I mean, of course, they can have sex. All they have to do is just do it.
Right. But they can't legally have sex, right?
Right. They may get in trouble with the law. And
it's
think
not
that...
them as likely as their older partner. And
yes.
If it is even, it's likely to be the male.
Yeah, I mean, and actually there was just a situation in Florida, I think we talked about on the show, where there were two women that were, like, one of them was 16 and the other one was 18, and they were in a relationship with each other. They met on the softball team or something like that.
Right.
And one of them's parents didn't like the fact that she was dating a girl, so...
Right.
So they use the legal statutory rape thing to get her in trouble.
There's been too many incidences where freshmen are dating seniors and the seniors go to jail. And that's just not acceptable. And it's certainly not. And I don't care what the genders are of people that do it. But I don't think that kids can. I think that it's difficult to talk. At some age, they can't make the decision, right? I'm pretty sure my 5-year-old Jack can't decide whether or not to have sex with, you know, say, one of his teachers outside of my, you know, my purview. And I'd be really angry if somebody decided that he could make that decision. And
because he's too young to be able to process that, and it would hurt him, right, emotionally and psychologically.
That's my belief. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it does to people. If there's no big deal made about it, what happens? Does it hurt them or does it just make them weird? I don't know the answer.
Well, a lot of it is probably on an individual basis. But, I mean, that's something that interests me about this question is, like, if you're going to ask the question of, well, who can consent? I mean, why are we thinking about it in terms of, like, who is allowed to consent unless there's sort of a law involved or somebody's going to do something about it if they think that another person has engaged in an act that they didn't consent to or were not able to consent to, you know?
Don't you think that in any society there's going to be rules on who can have sex with whom and at what age? Either that or people are going to take it into their own hands and you're going to have the Hatfield and McCoy situation?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's going to do something about it. I don't know if it's all going to be like a law that says, well, below 16 is not okay and above 16 is okay. It may not take that form, but if somebody has sex, you know, with a young person in a tribal society or something like that, there may be something that happens because of that.
Yeah, I find the whole age thing, actually, it's very very constricting and defining, not just as far as, like, sexual relations go, but in general. I mean, it's just, like, I mean, you raise children, and they say, well, you can do this when you turn 13, you can do this when you turn 16, you can do this when you turn... I mean, you're just stifling potential, you're stifling growth, you're stifling all these things because you're saying, well, I have to wait for this and this time, so until that time, I'll worry about it then, and then, you know, or whatever. But, I mean, as far as, like, it's interesting.
Well, the one size fits all.
I hate to say age things, too, but, I mean, I don't know how to answer the question otherwise.
Right. Yeah.
I know that when I was 16, I went on a date with a girl that was 17, and we went to see Aliens when it was in the theater, and this is some time ago, obviously. And I almost had a little trouble sneaking in. Fortunately, I had a friend who worked at the theater. We managed to work things out, but they were going to, he said that he had to talk to his boss because they were going to get me. And I wouldn't have doubted it. It would have been very embarrassing on this date, my first date with this girl, this and to, you know, be kicked out of the theater.
Didn't take her to Hooters.
Hooters didn't exist at the time. But, I mean, it would have been really embarrassing. But, obviously at that time, I could handle aliens.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous that I couldn't. But
yeah.
It's one of those weird age things. And I don't know how else to define it. Are we going to say that people that, once they reach puberty, can have sex with anybody they want? I suppose that's a definition. But, hey, you understand when we make that rule, whatever that rule might be, that then we're going to have to define whether or not somebody's in puberty, that there's going to be that 11-year-old
oh, yeah.
that says that they consented to sex and or didn't consent, or they the guy says she consented, she says she didn't. Now this is gonna be a whole big mess. We have to decide whether or not she was below the age or not. So yeah. We're gonna have to give an examination. That's gonna be really great for the rape victim. So
yeah.
Maybe we can measure the size of the frontal lobe on someone and say, okay, yes, they have enough judgment. Because that's like the judgment center of the brain, right? I'm half kidding.
I'm better with that than anything else at this point.
Well, I mean, what if a marginally pubertal child touches themselves? You know, are they having
sex
with
themselves?
I'm going to
let that one go.
Okay.
See, the problem is that I can decide what is right and wrong in my little world, mm-hmm. but my decisions don't necessarily correspond with other people's. There's Loretta Lynn is always a really good example. I can't remember what age she was when she got married, but like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And she stayed married. It was a bumpy marriage, but she stayed married to her husband his whole life.
I would feel really concerned about, like a 14 or 15-year-old girl marrying someone who was like that significantly older. And, you know, if I cared about...
I have concerns too, but
if I cared about them, I
would... was.
Yeah, I know, but just because it was socially acceptable doesn't mean it was, like, healthy or okay. I mean, I'm not saying I would do something about it necessarily, or, mm-hmm. like, I definitely wouldn't use the government to stop them, but I definitely would want to talk to them about it, you know, especially if it was somebody I cared about, right?
I recommend all the talking in the world. People should talk before they get married, but they may not. And at some point... consensual sex turns into rape at some point down the age scale, and I don't know where it is, and I can't really define it, and it's, you know, at some point it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about, do you remember that teacher, what was it, Billy Falau and Mary Kay Letourneau, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating story.
Yeah.
It's a young man of color, wasn't he? And he...
Yeah, I think he's Latino or something.
And he ended up, the teacher ended up doing time for having sex with him as her student, then she
All
gets
right.
out. And they get married.
Yeah.
Years and years later.
How can one say that wasn't consensual? I don't know. And it's really tough. It's really tough to look at these issues.
855 450 free if you want to talk about consent or anything else that's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Thanks for joining us. You can call in at 855-450-FREE if you want to talk with us tonight. 855-450-FREE, like the word free, F-R-E-E. And you can bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And check out our website, which is freetalklive.com. What have I not promoted about Free Talk Live so far? Well, there is actually something that would really help us out. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can find the affiliates that Free Talk Live has. And those are websites where, you know, you can go to do your normal shopping, places like Amazon and Newegg. If you need something there, you can go through Free Talk Live's portal, and then Free Talk Live will get some small percentage of the sale. And over time, that adds up and doesn't actually cost you any extra. It doesn't change your price that you pay at all, but it does support Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's really valuable to us. So please do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
All right. You know, we never really got deeply into this Raisin article. I want to kind of finish it here. So we were talking earlier.
Let's dig deeper.
Yeah.
There, I made one.
So, I don't want to whine about this too much, but we were talking, just to recap briefly for those who are just tuning in, about a farmer in California. His name is Marvin Horn. And for the last, I guess, 11 years, he has not been giving tribute to the king. Oh, I mean, giving a percentage of his raisin crop to the federal government.
They want two scoops.
Two scoops.
They want a lot more than two scoops. They want, like, almost 40% of his raisins. And he has not been giving it to them. This is a Depression-era law, a 1937 law, that percentage of domestically grown raisins have to go into the National Raisin Reserve. And, oh, by the way, the farmers have to give them to the government for free. And then the government can do whatever they want with them, including save them, sell them on foreign markets and keep the money, throw them away, or even feed them to animals, just as long as it keeps them off the domestic market.
I still can't believe my tax dollars goes to a National Raisin Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
Right. Once they get the raisins for free, they don't store them for free.
No.
No, yeah. I wonder what they do with them, and I wonder...
That's what's in Area 51.
So the aliens want our raisins.
It's the raisins. It's got to be. Isn't that not a good enough reason to take raisins because of the Depression? It must be aliens.
Yeah, that wasn't like a little gray or E.T. That was actually the California raisins. Anyway.
To the grapevine.
So I wonder how many raisin farmers actually do this. Like, is Marvin Horn just being targeted because he's a big raisin farmer or because he was raising a ruckus by speaking out against them or something? Or what? Or is every raisin farmer in the U.S. actually just dutifully giving most of, you know, part of their raisin crop over to the feds every year? It's a mystery to me. So let's see. Marvin actually sued the government back in, when did he sue? It doesn't say when he sued them, but he sued the government. And after several losses in lower courts, his case reached the Supreme Court this spring, where things changed. Justice Elena Kagan wondered whether it might just be the world's most outdated law, and that was a quote from her. Justice Stephen Breyer said, "What does it take? What it takes is does the it, I'm sorry, live radio. What it does is takes the raisins that we grow in effect and throws them in the river." And Antonin Scalia said, "Your raisins or your life." The court issued its ruling and gave Horn a partial victory. A lower court had rejected Horn's challenge of the law, and now the justices told the court to reconsider it. Horn says if he loses, it's all over. If we lose, we're bankrupt. We won't have a pot to pee in, he said, noting that he would be liable for nearly $3 million. I don't even want to think about it. Would you? He asked. Regardless of the outcome of the case, Marvin Horn versus the National Raisin Reserve.
And the ridiculous part is, by the way, he would just be bankrupt. Like, this is a ruling, so therefore all he'd have to do is basically go bankrupt.
Right.
And he's probably had all the time in the world in order to structure himself for the bankruptcy. If he's smart, he's got a house in a, what they call a homestead exemption state, and I don't know how
Well, he said he'll lose everything if he loses.
That's what I would say, too, if I was being interviewed. But
Okay, that's a good call. That's a good point.
I mean, you know, he's got, it's just ridiculous. Why would you force this guy into bankruptcy in order to get this law, you know, this is ridiculous. Why in the world does the United States need raisins?
I have no idea. I can't defend it. You? 855-450-FREE.
Why would they take this case to court? Why wouldn't they say, we don't need the raisins? We're going to just let this law go and then not take this case to court. That way they won't have any precedent saying that they can't do this in other areas. If they lose, this is just how stupid your government is, people, because they don't even understand strategy.
They don't get rid of laws either, right? Like, I'm sure this law was the National Raisin Reserve was probably passed during a time where people were like, okay, well, we need some temporary measures to prop up the income of farmers because they're really important to our national security or whatever. And that was probably what people generally thought at the time. Not saying I agree with that or anything.
This will both raise the prices of raisins, which is good for the farmers, and it will be able to give raisins to poor people.
Yeah, but they would probably say it's temporary or something like that. But 70 years later, more than 70 years later,
nothing's temporary when it comes to government.
Yeah, it still lives on, and it's creating a real problem for this guy. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. I thought it was pretty outrageous.
It's ridiculous, and I don't know. I just can't understand where the federal attorney people are coming from. I don't understand why they would take this case, why they would try to go after this guy. It's really pointless. They should shut down the raisin bureaucracy.
I mean, he must have gotten on the bad side of some bureaucrat. That's all I can figure.
No, I think there's people whose jobs are on the line on this one. They're the raisin
bureaucrats, the raisin administrators.
There are people that make sure that the raisins get taken from these people. There are people that push them around in warehouses. There are people who would just either lose their jobs, be downsized,
you
have to do other work.
How unsatisfied with your life would you be if you were a raisin pusher for a living?
I don't know. Somebody's taking those raisins and dumping them in rivers.
Somebody is, indeed. All right, let's talk to Matt listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the United States Constitution, especially in regard to Article 6.
Okay.
I hear a lot of political footballs being thrown around, you know, with, you know, the gay marriage and all these adhesion contracts that I mean, why would anyone want to have an adhesion contract with government?
What's an adhesion contract?
An adhesion contract is where you willingly become a slave. That's where you are a grantee, and you are basically at the whim of the grantor. That's what an adhesion contract is, and that's basically what we all have. And that's
so
what
how
Article
did,
6 of the United States
wait a minute, when so this happens by virtue of the Constitution, or are you saying that people signed something, or tell me more about that?
Well, I know that I got my adhesion contract with the Social Security Administration through my parents, and they were my power of attorney at that time. So,
so because they signed you up for a Social Security card, that means that you're indentured, you're a slave to the government? Do you accept that as a valid contract?
Well, I don't. However, I do have to behave in a particular way to keep the SWAT team from coming to my door.
Agreed with that one. Now, let me ask you this. Many people will talk about these this Article 6 stuff, and that basically by claiming to be a U.S. citizen, by allowing yourself to be called a U.S. citizen as opposed to a citizen of the several states, that you're allowing the federal government to you know, take away your sovereignty, that kind of thing. What about the other countries around the world? I mean, the United States is one of 200 countries around the world. How do the other countries manage to tax people's labor and to tax people's property and do all these other things that essentially one would do with owned property, a grantee or grantor or whatever term you were using?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's just the governments are armed violent gangs and don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what's written down on pieces of paper, and they don't care about sovereignty.
That could be. I mean, that fills in a blank. When I said I had no idea, that fills in the blank. However, all I know is what I've got, and I know that I'm adhered, and I did volunteer, you know, to pay the federal income tax, because that's voluntary.
I'm sorry to hear that, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. Tell us about the Constitution or what's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum the vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Ah!
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.